Irish-made film Wolfwalkers has been nominated for an Oscar in the Best Animated Feature category in the nominations which are out this lunchtime. The film from Cartoon Saloon in Kilkenny tells the story of a young apprentice hunter and her father who travel to Ireland to help wipe out the last wolf pack. We're joined now by our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley, and by one of the directors of Wolfwalkers, Ross Stewart. Hello, Ross, and thanks for taking our call. Terrific news for you today. Terrific.
It is. It's fantastic news, all right. The whole crew was watching the live feed this morning on a big joint Zoom call, and we all had a big cheer when our name came out. So it's great news, all right.
Tell us a bit about Wolfwalkers. I mean, it is out, so perhaps many of our listeners will have seen it. But I suppose, like a lot of Cartoon Saloon's output, it's very much an Irish story, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Tom and myself are, you know, we are from Kilkenny, so we set the film in Kilkenny, and it tells a story in the 1650s in Kilkenny when Oliver Cromwell was attacking the town and trying to wipe out the wolves in Ireland. And it's very much a story of two little girls from across this divide that become friends, you know, so it's got a good heartwarming message at its centre. But yeah, it's been in the making for 7 years. And it got finished last year. It got a limited cinema release because of the COVID guidelines, but some people might have seen it in the cinemas. And then, yeah, it's great to get an accolade like this. You know, a nomination is the win for us.
Of course. And it's not your first nomination. This is, am I correct in saying number 5?
For Cartoon Saloon,
yes.
It would be number 5, yeah.
Yeah. So we
had 3 features and a short nominated for the Oscars before this.
And what are you feeling are your chances this time round?
Well, it's very hard for us to compete in such a big Hollywood kind of event like that, you know, so really the nomination is the win, you know, for us, because, you know, going up against the likes of Disney and Pixar and that is a tough battle. So really just to be in the race is the kind of the victory for us.
Yeah, well, as I say, Sinead Crowley is here with us. And I think Sinead, you feel definitely that Wolfwalkers is in strongly in contention.
Yeah, obviously they're being modest there in Cartoon Saloon this afternoon. They really are seen as a contender. I mean, obviously anyone in the race is a contender, but it's seen, I think, as a 2-horse race this time between Wolfwalkers and Disney Pixar Soul. And I mean, this film, it's an absolutely beautiful film. Actually, my own family got to see it in a cinema in the brief time it was in the cinema and were completely entranced by it. So it's a fantastic achievement. And again, look, 5 Oscar nominations from this Irish-based. You know, we really have to celebrate that today. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So what else? Looking down at the nominations, you were saying to me before we came back from the break, diversity is a big theme this year.
And I mean, the Oscars had been criticised so much in recent years. You've had Oscars so white and, you know, the lack of women, the lack of people of colour and so on. So they certainly have gone some way towards addressing that. For the first time, there are 2 women up in the Best Director category, Chloe Zhao and Emeril Fennell, both up in the Best Director category, and both of their films nominated for Best Film as well. And there's also, I believe, just doing a quick tot around, 9 out of the 20 actors are black or people of colour in the acting category. So, and also you'd have people like Chadwick Boseman, that very sadly died last August. He's up for Best Actor and definitely, you know, is almost a dead cert to win there. So hopefully that will be the plan. You will see, you know, more female winners, more people from across various genres winning. Mm. And that will certainly be seen to be a positive thing about the shortest.
Strange the year, though. For the most part, these movies haven't had cinema releases, have they?
This is the thing. So they had to look at films that were streaming or had started in films and had gone to streaming and so on. But then again, you might argue maybe it'll let, you know, other films in that mightn't have been considered before. And also you've got the situation where a lot of people in Ireland simply haven't seen all of the films at this stage. So, you know, it could be a case where a film could win and then maybe appear here later on. So it will be very strange. But at the same time, I suppose, positive for the industry that it is happening in April, which is very late. The nominations are late, but it is happening, I suppose, to show that, look, that the films are being made and hopefully will come back, because obviously cinemas, this has been an incredibly tough time for cinemas. Whatever about the film industry making films and then streaming, cinemas themselves are really up against it with COVID closure. So,
and do we know at this stage the award ceremony itself, what's planned, what might be possible?
We don't know exactly, but I suppose looking at other ceremonies like, you know, like the Grammys and like the Golden Globes, you would imagine a mixture of online and in person. So they're not as interesting to watch maybe, but, you know, they will be keeping going, and you'll see lots of people's sitting rooms again and kitchens and getting dressed up to sit in their sitting rooms for an award. So I suspect that's what to expect in April.
And most of the movies available on some platform somewhere, if you want
to,
including Wolfwalkers,
which again, I would highly recommend. It's an incredible achievement.
All right, well, good luck luck to them and everybody in Cartoon Saloon. And thanks to you, Sinead. Thanks also to Ross Stewart for joining us as well.